Okay, you ready?
You're listening to Design Yourself, a podcast to help you figure out what it is that you want and then make it happen. I'm Sharon Lepofsky. Don't you forget, this is my life and it's gonna be good. Don't you know? Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 52 of Design Yourself. I'm your host, Sharon, and today I wanted to circle back on the topic of New Year's resolutions. This may feel a little counterintuitive as we're not in the January 1 mindset of, hey, it's the start of the year, let's set those resolutions. But as we are just over halfway through 2017, it felt like a fitting moment to ask you all to come back to, hey, how, you know, what was that resolution I set and how's it going? And just give you a set of questions to reflect on, you know, what you've been learning so far through the year. And really, even if you didn't have a resolution, I think a lot of the questions will apply as you're kind of reflecting, but especially for those of you who did set out with, whether you called it a theme or an intention or a resolution, these are questions designed to help you think about, you know, really what have you learned, how's it going, and help you set a path and focus for the second half of the year. It is also a topic that I wanted to bring in this week because I noticed for myself that I have had some kind of loud screeching, halting, no longer working for me situation showing up in my own intention that I set for this year. And it felt like, yes, this is a moment for me to come back and both share these questions and reflect and learn myself in the process. So that is what we're going to do today. A little bit of context for all of you on where I'm walking into the episode today. First of all, I was just in Cincinnati for a family vacation this past week. The main event we were there to celebrate was the wedding of my sister, Philly, who many of you met back in episode 46 of Design Yourself, and my awesome new brother-in-law, Tim. And I was just so delighted to see them, and they were so happy and beautiful. And it was great to see old friends and meet new family members in Tim's family, and just loved that part of our trip. And in addition to the wedding, the whole week that we spent leading up to the wedding was filled with great memories in the making. We ate ice cream at the same mom and pop stand I've been going to since I was a child. In fact, that my mom went to since she was a child. We went to the local amusement park, which my daughter Henrietta has been talking about since last year's trip. We went swimming at my aunt and uncle's. We ate wild blackberries growing on my cousin's property down in Kentucky on the 4th of July. I mean, it was just event after event and so much fun. We even had fox sightings, and this is the first time I've ever seen a fox in the wild. There's a fox that's been roaming in my parents' neighborhood, which is a very unusual spot. And, anyway, it was very surprising. If you follow my Instagram account for Point Road Studios, you saw this fox featured there. But all of those things were happening, and then all the things happening around the wedding. So it was tons and tons going on. And by the end of the trip, what I observed in myself was, while there was so much fun and I leave with such a positive feeling, I was and am exhausted. Kind of flat out, so tired. And so I had to ask myself, remember that theme that I set back at the start of the year on let rest? How's that working for me today? And so with that in mind, I actually decided to interrupt my regularly scheduled Design Yourself editorial calendar and bring you real time a topic that I am actively working through in the hopes that it will prompt your own thinking for some personal reflection and teach me something in the process. Now, before I dive in to some of the questions I wanted to share, I did want to give you an update on the 50th podcast episode giveaway celebration. So you may remember that I wanted to celebrate this great milestone of hitting the 50th episode to give back to all of you. And so I had a There Is Nothing Stopping You poster and a Go Beyond visionary coloring book that I've created and that I wanted to share. And I am delighted to announce that Lynn Screen is the lucky recipient of those two items. Fun fact, the 50th episode was the very first show that Lynn ever tuned into. So she was a brand new listener. And a little bit of background on her, because I thought this was fun, and she was happy for me to be able to share this with you. She is the program director of the Institute for Transformational Leadership at Georgetown University. This is the kind of bigger house where the leadership coaching program sits. This is the coaching program that I went through back in 2011, and Lynn herself, a few cohorts after me, went through the program as well. So she is herself a coach, and now she is the person who is stewarding and working with all of the faculty and students who go through the program. So I thought, when she isn't a person that, as she's newer to the program, she isn't a person that I knew going through the program myself, and I just thought, man, the universe just does fun, exciting, making sense kinds of things. And the fact that I am able to share with her something that's near and dear to my heart, she is a person who is giving back so much to a community that has and continues to impact me so positively, just feels perfect. And I also love that she described herself not just in terms of the work that she does to me, but in terms of who she is beyond work. And she, in her own words, said that she's also the mom of two, a 4-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. And Lynn, I feel you on that. So beautiful. And at least in my world, so chaotic. And she described that she is also working to create the best life for her family. So anyway, Lynn, I'm delighted that you won. Thank you to all of you who participated. And know that every one of you who is a part of our Point Road Studios community has a little digital swag that's coming your way later this week. So get excited for that. And if you're thinking, but wait, I'm not a subscriber, it's never too late. You can head over to pointroadstudios.com/subscribe to join. And I'll make sure that that you too are included in our fun things that are coming this way. So don't stress. This is not a week or a time for that. As always, you can also head over to pointroadstudios.com to see this week's original cover art by John Flannery of Cryptogram, as well as show notes with the links to all the tools, books, resources, all that jazz referenced in today's episode, including whenever I have a set of questions or kind of a thematic structure to what I'm talking about in the episode, as I will today, I include all of those details, so kind of the outline for you in the show notes. So the questions, for example, today will all be laid out for you there. So feel free to jot down as you're listening. But if you, like me, often are listening when you're on the go, doing dishes, not hands-free, it's always a place you can come back to if you want to do more reflection. On the cover art for this week, I wanted to share that the photo was just taken this past week. So talking about all those fun things we did over our trip in Cincinnati. And this picture is one of me and my sweet 2-year-old Crosley watching the 4th of July fireworks that my dear cousin Joel put on for us. And I gotta say, there is something so magical about watching something like a firework through the eyes of someone so young. So anyway, I thought this was fun. This was a photo that kind of captured he and I taking in those moments together. So I hope you will enjoy. All right, let us jump into this topic of checking in on your New Year's resolutions. Back in episode 28 that I released at the top of the year, I set out a couple of frameworks for you. These included the difference between having a resolution, how do you think about an intention or a theme or a goal versus a resolution. I also talked about, how are ways that you can tap into more of who you already are. So, and there were some questions to kind of help you step into the new year. If that feels like a good starting point for you, if you're thinking, well, I've never even thought about having a resolution, that may be a good place for you to head. Or if you just want to get back into that,
That's a resource. Where I wanted to pick up in terms of today is really, how do you come back to a resolution or theme or intention? I'm going to stick with resolution language for today, since I think that's more universally used. But the, you know, how do you come back to it and evaluate how it's been going? And so that's kind of, that is really what I'm looking to do. I've got 9 questions for you. 9 happens to be my favorite number, so I was happy to stop there when I got there. But I've got 9 questions for you to help you step into that. And as we go through them, I'm going to give you my own reflections on those questions. So question number 1, very simple, was just, what was your New Year's resolution? For me, my resolution was let rest. So that's kind of what I stepped into this year with. Question number 2, what inspired this resolution in the first place? Okay, so for me, let rest was something that I came to as I was moving through the end of 2016 and realized I was really tired. I was also really pregnant and gearing up for maternity leave, which started in mid-February for me when my son Iggy arrived on the scene. And I, you know, even not being pregnant, tend to be a go, 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 very driven person. And so just felt like I was craving, wanting, ready for rest. And even the choosing the word let rest, you know, putting those together and bringing that let in, was not, it kind of felt more like things are happening, like rest will happen, let it happen, versus make rest, choose rest, create rest, you know, that were these more active words. I wanted it to feel like something that I was stepping into and letting flow. So that was a really intentional choice of words that really spoke to me at the top of the year. Sneak preview, you'll hear as we get through this, not speaking to me as much now. So we'll get into that. So that's really what inspired it for me in the first place. Number 3. How has this resolution shown up in your life so far? And kind of sub question, how's it been going? So kind of, this is the place to kind of ask yourself, what has this looked like and how's, you know, and you know, how's that been going? I want you to know that I haven't actively prepared my answers to these questions as we go through, because I really wanted you all to see live how it is that I'm working through these. So if it feels like I'm pausing and thinking through it, that is indeed something that I'm doing as I work through it. So how has this resolution showed up in your life so far and how's it been going? Let rest, for me, was a really powerful motivator in the first half of the year, especially the first 4 or 5 months before I started introducing, as I was winding down from work and then stepping into maternity leave. And it showed up in ways where it really influenced me to think about, how am I scheduling things in? Am I carving out time in what was a busy, you know, wrapping up client engagements? I was in the midst of having recently launched the blog and the new website where the podcast is housed. So I had a lot of new things that I was actively working through. And so I was paying a special attention to how I was scheduling things. And was I blocking time to rest? Also, the intention showed up in terms of, it was a decision-making mechanism for me. When I was asked to do something new, offered new opportunities, friends calling me to go do something, I would pause and ask myself, well, is this something that's going to bring me rest? Or is this something that is maybe tapping into more of that a natural instinct I have to ramp up and add more? And so let rest really influenced how I was making decisions. And then the other big thing that it did, and you would have heard me talk about this in previous episodes on the podcast, and also in a blog post that I did on this topic of let rest, I was actively carving out time to rest. And I had this period of 40 days after the birth of my son where I said, I'm going to really unplug, really slow down, and have this intentional period of kind of intense rest where when at all possible, I was choosing not just to do restful activities, but literally not even get out of bed whenever possible. And by the way, everyone, if you didn't hear those episodes, it was awesome. So I really loved that process, and it was just what I needed and was happy to receive and have created for myself in that period. So that's really how it was showing up so far in like the first 4 or 5 months. Interestingly, as I moved into May and started very slowly to introduce work back into my life post the arrival of baby number three, I found myself kind of discarding this idea of let rest. And it wasn't because I was saying, oh, I don't need to rest anymore, this resolution is dumb. I was actively still thinking about let rest, but what my whole body being was telling me is, but now I'm excited to get back into work. And I felt excited. I was noticing that I had intentionally carved out very little time to go back to work. So in May, I had 3 partial work days where my mother-in-law, bless her, watched my son. And that gave me a little bit of time to kind of have mental thinking and do a couple of client things and step back into things. In the beginning of June, a little bit more. And by mid-June, I had finally stepped into a set new care routine with my kids, which including my new little one, which gave me half days, 5 days a week. So I had a more regular way, still not a full time, and that was intentional, but I had a regular way of entering back into work. Now, what I was thinking for myself during this time was, man, you know what I don't feel like anymore? I don't feel like resting. I feel so ready to get back into it. And it felt like I was feeling ready to get back into it because I had carved that time out for myself. And so what I noticed in terms of how the resolution showed up for me then was it was present, but I was not, but I was reacting to it in a really different way. So whereas before I was like, let rest, and I was making decisions to let that happen, here I was thinking, let rest. And what let rest looks like for me now is to start doing more. And I feel ready for that. Now, in terms of how it's been going, it was amazing, transformational, so lovely in these first, I would say like the first 5 months of the year. But as I moved through June and as I stepped into July, what I found is that I have defaulted into a habit that I have, which is add, go, 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 go. And so not surprising, in particular at the end of this vacation, I was just feeling flat out exhausted. I would not say I was in my best moods, nor were those who saw me as I was packing up to leave Cincinnati, bless you, my siblings who were there, you know, that I was in kind of the version of myself that I most admire. You know, it was just, let's get out of here. Let's pack it up. I'm tired. So, I hold a lot of grace for myself in that, but it gave me this perfect moment of, let me step back from this resolution and ask myself, what would I want to change? So before I go to that, though, the question number 4 that I want to introduce to you all is, what have you learned from your resolution? Because if you are like me and you're finding, oh, I'm so ready for something new, or my resolution isn't working for me, which, by the way, is what I think a lot of people experience as they get far away from the point of setting a resolution, you're thinking, oh, that thing that I haven't been doing. You know, if you are finding that, I do think it's really critical to step into, well, what did you learn? What has worked? Versus just simply saying, well, let me reinvent something new. So for me, what have I learned from this resolution of let rest? I learned that rest is a really positive, it's a really positive thing in my life, and that in fact, I did some of my best work and had greatest productivity when I was prioritizing resting. And actually, even more than productivity, I think I had a lot of creativity. So there were new ideas and new things that I actually then went out and created with these bursts of creativity that are the kinds of things that maybe I wouldn't have been thinking about before. You know, topics that I had on the podcast, I introduced in interviews into the podcast. In my home life, I went through a process of getting, and I'm still in a process of purging and getting rid of a lot of things and carving out spaces in a really different kind of setup than I'd been doing before. So literally the way I'm organizing rooms looks different as a result of let rest. So I feel like this process of in mindset of letting rest really, really taught me that I can, a lot of great creating and creativity can come from it. And that in some ways, even though I was initially answering this question, talking about it in terms of productivity, it's almost like the creativity beat out productivity, that actually having the creativity and the energy that I get from that gave me more than just executing things on a list. And so maybe I accomplished less, or I didn't follow a path of what I necessarily thought I was going to accomplish because I was creating so much open space for rest in this period. And yet still I was able to, looking back on it, there were tons of things that I quote unquote got done, but I hadn't set out with an ambitious agenda to do that. So I guess that is very good learning for me. And, the other thing, and I've said this in previous episodes, is that I didn't get bored by the rest. You know, I was really wondering, am I going to be twiddling my thumbs and just itching as soon as I start into this period of, especially the intense period of my 40 days of staying home and staying in bed when I can. And I could have done more. That was my, you know, that was and still is a reaction that I had to that. So So those are some of the things that I have learned from my resolution. Okay. Question number 5, what's different today as a result of your resolution? I think for me, some things that are different. I think my family has seen, in particular, my immediate family of my husband and my kids, they have seen the power of rest really up close and personal, especially for my husband and I. So I think just seeing in action what that looks like for our family, you know, there's kind of a new mindset around it. I think for me, I am more open to the good that can come from taking a break, versus just kind of thinking, ugh, why are we resting? Let's get to all these things that we want to do. So I think that that is also different. You know, that is certainly in my mind and in my, almost in my muscle memory in a way that I didn't have before. What else is different as a result of this resolution? You know, it's something that I'm feeling less now because as I said, I've been kind of moving away from this resolution and feeling more tired. But if I think back to May, more than, you know, this is the third time I've gone through maternity leave, and I have never felt so ready to jump back into work as I did after this maternity leave. And it was, I would directly put this against having taken this this stance of let rest. So that is also different as a result of the resolution. Okay, question 6, which was one that I wanted to put out here, knowing that I have been so itching to run away from this intention of let rest. Question 6 is, what would deepen your practice of your resolution? What would deepen your practice? And I think for me, what would deepen my practice of let rest? I feel like it's, for me, there would be great learning around resting with open space. And I guess what I would say to describe that is the way that I let rest, in the beginning was really carving out this boundary of there's going to be 40 days. So I guess it was in the very beginning of the year, it was, don't take on too much. You're in an active phase of unlayering things, letting go of things, preparing for maternity leave. Then I had this boundary of the 40 days of rest as maternity leave started. And then I was kind of slowly picking back up and stepping back in. And I didn't have that boundary. I don't right now have that boundary of what rest looks like. With the exception of what my childcare looks like. And currently with a lot of vacation that's happening over the summer and working these half days, a lot of commitments that I've already started to take back up, that when I do have time to myself during the day, when my beautiful children are being watched, those hours are pretty well accounted for. So there's not kind of blank space for resting. And I feel like even I think in some ways I'm equating when I'm resting to when my kids aren't there. And I think having some other kind of boundary that would work in the current scenario, like I did with the 40-day boundary, that would be really helpful. Something that kind of blanket sets, here's how I'm going to approach this period of time. And I'm trying to think for myself, what would that look like? Because I'm noticing for my own self that the idea of understanding that rest can exist when my kids are there is kind of a little bit of a mindset shift. So just noticing that for myself. And the way that I've been bringing in restful things since that initial boundary of 40 days is really by scheduling things. So many mornings I've been going to swim, or I'll carve out time. And, you know, when I was just in Cincinnati, went and got my hair cut, you know, things where I'm like, okay, now I get to sit here and rest. But I think some kind of new boundary and something that gave me more white space. I feel like that would be a way to deepen my practice. So those are some thoughts I have on that. And then what will serve you as you look to the second half of 2017? So for me, this was one where even though I wasn't preparing answers to these questions, as soon as I wrote the question down, I wrote the answer of, you know, be selective, find a focus, go slow. And what I'm going to choose for the second half of the year is to actually let go of, let rest, appreciate it, thank it for all it gave me. And the words, the intention that I'm going to choose now, which may evolve, but what's going to work for me for now is go slow. I'm finding that because that default habit I have is to, you know, add more and kind of go back to a full pace, you know, lay in, lean in, and head back into work, that go slow, I think, is actually going to allow me to live into that theme of let rest. Whereas the idea of let rest and kind of letting it happen, that's no longer working. And I need something that is a little bit more active on reining my own natural instincts of go, go, go in. And because I do feel like setting that boundary around it will help me. And in fact, in some ways, connecting back to what I was saying before of wanting a boundary for white space, go slow, I think, is a way to help me do that so that I don't just end up filling up my days and time where everything is accounted for. I think all of us need time where things aren't accounted for, because that's where the creativity, the innovation, you know, where it emerges from. It doesn't typically emerge when we're sitting in front of our computers, you know, banging it out, whatever it is, you know? So, So for me, I think what is going to serve me in the second half of the year is ditching let rest, appreciating it for all it's been, and choosing and testing out and experimenting with go slow. So that is what I will be doing. Okay. Question 8, just two more left, everybody. It's January 1st, 2018. you and I, dear listeners, are high-fiving about how 2017 was everything we hoped it would be, and then some. And my question for you is, what are we celebrating? You know, what is it that you and I are celebrating about you as you step into the new year? When I think about this for myself, one, I love the idea that I'll be celebrating this with all of you. And indeed, I probably will at the start of 2018, be reflecting with you on what I've learned. I think I'll be celebrating that I have continued on with the things that have, felt like they are resonating the most. I see myself in 2018 still podcasting and sharing with you all that way. I see that, it's funny. I don't see anything tied to outcomes with the podcast, like, listenership or, who it is that's on, that I'm interviewing. It's none of those things that I'm celebrating. What I'm celebrating is that I'm still loving and having this feeling of excitement and, authenticity around what I'm sharing with you all through that. So that's something that I'm seeing. What else am I celebrating? I feel like there's some personal family, like there's some shifts that are happening. I can't quite say, is that we're moving or... what I feel like I'm celebrating is that as a family, we have kind of moved into whatever this, I'm feeling this kind of creative energy around something else emerging. What that looks like, I don't know, but I feel like there's some questions and things that as a family, my husband and I, we've reflected a lot in the last year on what feels right for our kids, for school, for the structures that we're putting in place for them. And I think the thing that I'm celebrating as I'm stepping into 2018 is that whatever that, I can't say what the outcome is again of what we're doing, but that we're feeling really good about what we've chosen and that it does feel intentional that we've laid a groundwork and that we're in it versus questioning and asking things about it. So that feels like something that I'm celebrating. And then as I often do with my clients, I'm asking myself, what else might I be celebrating on January 1st, 2018? I'm feeling like I'll be celebrating with all of you the portfolio of work that I have put together. This has been something I have been musing on a lot of not thinking about work as like, well, here's the thing that I do, like the one thing, the main focus. But that you can really create for yourself. I can and will create for myself a portfolio of how I'm working and that there'll be, that will mean there's different collaborators and really strong partnerships that I've got. And that is something that I imagine myself celebrating is that, I've both strengthened, and been selective about the collaborations I continue and have found, maybe one or two more that I have, that I've stepped into. And that feels really good. As I celebrate in my seat, the future I'm seeing for myself in January, 2018. And the other piece I'll say around that is I do feel like I will be celebrating, with what I'm doing in Point Road, the launch of a new something that I've got percolating. And I will be sharing more on that as I step through the summer months. But there is, on the one hand, I see myself having this portfolio, which feels more broad, but in Point Road, I'm seeing a lot of focus on what it is that we're offering in terms of client work. So more to come on that, but all good things. I'm feeling good energy around these things I'm celebrating in my imagined January 2018. Which takes me, my dear listeners, to the very last question, question 9, which is what will you commit to as you move through the second half of the year? What will you commit to? And for myself, what I will commit to is I think it's really about being in attention of creating white space and bringing a sense of order and structure. And I do feel like there's a little bit of a creative tension in this. On the one hand, there's immediate instinct I feel of, okay, well, to have my white space, I'm going to schedule it out and put it down and say, well, here's what, you know, Sunday through Saturday is going to look like and where the hours accounted for, and have I blocked time for the white space. So it's this kind of moving into like very structured, very organized, which I think I will benefit from and I think I need. And yet, I think the balance is that there will be times where I need to throw that to the wind and say, this is a moment where I need to stop putting the energy around how I'm structuring and organizing things and just let be in the moment, see what emerges, and go with that. And that feels, you know, I think for me, committing to the tension is, gives me some freedom just in saying it, of not needing to solve for the tension that I am currently feeling and that I suspect, I will continue to feel as I move through. And I think even just by acknowledging that it's okay and that I'm committed to having that feeling, feels really freeing to me. So I'm definitely committed to that as I move through the second half of the year. And again, I am thinking to myself, what else, if anything, do I want to commit to? So I'm committed to that tension. I feel a deep commitment to a physical practice of really taking care of my body. You know, this is the act of having a baby, huge. And for me, having had, you know, 5 years of being pregnant or having a really young child, I feel a special calling to making sure I'm taking care of, you know, my physical being. And so, you know, that is something I have been attuned to and feel a strong commitment to as I move through the end of the year. And I see that manifesting itself in terms of dietary choices and having a regular exercise routine that's working for me. So those are two things that I feel really committed to. And the last thing that I'll say now that I feel committed to is looking at and making sure that I'm helping put structures in place for my family that supports everyone in my family feeling that way. So that my husband, my kids, even I have my mom and my sisters, you know, we have a regular way of that we circle back each week on how things are going. And it feels really nice to think about, you know, what am I bringing into those family communities to bring that in. So I'm noticing that I have an impulse of all these other commitments I could be taking and making as well, but I am choosing to stop because I don't want to add on more commitments that I'm ready to make. So those feel like just the right number, and I will leave things there for you today. Thank you, as always, for listening in to today's show. Special thanks to the Dismemberment Plan, whose song Following Through is used in the intro and outro music. Thank you to Colin Phillips, who is the amazing audio engineer, and oftentimes will provide and surprise me with interlude music. He's also my husband, so thank him for, thank you, dear, for all the things that you do with the show and beyond. And of course, thank you to all of you for listening. The show does not exist without each of you being a part of it. If you are feeling like you love the show and want to give a little something back, go on ahead. I'm all for that. Two things that are pretty simple that I would appreciate. One, tell someone you know or someone's you know about the show. Show them on their phone, download the podcast app. If they're not podcast people, help them get into this amazing movement that we are in of podcasting. And then the other thing is write a review. So head over to Apple Music, sit down, write a review. Let me know what you think of the show. I'm deeply appreciative of that. And thank you as ever for listening. I am wishing each of you a most beautiful week as you move through the days ahead. And until next time, remember, there is nothing stopping you. So go on ahead and get after whatever it is that you really want.